Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Benedict, the father of Western monasticism. Born in the year 480, and in his youth, he saw the corruption of the world, so he left his home to live a life of a hermit, one of penance and prayer in a cave in the mountain of Subiaco, which was near Rome. And he was instructed by Saint Romanus, who was a very ascetical. And Benedict's reputation for sanctity grew, and a large number of disciples gathered around him. And for them, he erected monasteries in which they lived community life under a prescribed rule. And in the year 529, he left Subiaco for Monte Cassino, and there he founded the greatest abbey, which became a center of religious life in Europe. And the principles of Saint Benedict's rule are the basis for all religious life in the West, all religious orders and congregations. And it shows the way to religious perfection by the practice of self-conquest, the practice of mortification and humility, obedience, prayer, silence, and retirement, and also a detachment from the world and all its cares. Saint Scholastica, his sister, was the first Benedictine nun, and she presided over a monastery of nuns near Monte Cassino. Saint Benedict died on March 21st, 543. And he died as he stood before the altar of Monte Cassino immediately after receiving Holy Communion. So we pray that we too can have a happy death, but we need to live a Christian life, and we can pray to Saint Benedict for that detachment to the world and its pleasures, that fortitude that is needed to practice a life of asceticism and prayer.